Stand with me, if you would, please, one more time out of love and respect for the Bible as I begin reading in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and following. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word.
Amen.
Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Every good Bible message includes all three.
That's right.
Reproving, rebuking, and exhorting. Yep. Verse 3, for the time will come. I'm not changing the Bible, but this was written, humanly speaking, a long time ago. The time has come.
Yeah, that's right.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Yeah. Right.
But after their own lusts, after their new carts, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And dearly beloved, listen to me. There's only one way to be made free, and that's from the truth. And therefore, when they're turning away their ears from the truth, they're turning away all possibility of ever being made free. Free from the bondage of sin. And shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Can I preach to you this morning for a little while on this topic? By the grace of God, it's preaching time. It's preaching time.
That's right, brother. Come on.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this precious book. We are thankful, God, for these verses that have instructed men down through the ages to do what is so desperately necessary, and that is to preach this book. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you humbly in our hearts, and we, Lord, I with all of my heart, beg you, O God, please take control of this feeble and frail mind and heart and tongue, and God, use me in spite of me. When I am weak, thou art strong. Father, thy strength is made perfect in my weakness. Thy grace, God, is sufficient for this unworthy vessel. God, please use something here today for your people. Help them, God, I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. If there's ever been a time in our history as a nation, as a people of God, as Christians, if there's ever been a time that we must preach the word, it is now. If there's ever been something that this world needs to hear, it's preaching. It's preaching not what a man thinks, not what a religion holds to, not what a church may stand for, but it's the word of God. If there's ever going to be anything that will change a heart like God said it would, it is the preaching of God's word. It is time, dearly beloved, that you and I understand that I, as the preacher, and the one staring into verse 1 with fear and trembling. As the man that God has called me into the ministry, God in verse 1 is charging me, is giving me basically the responsibility, not optional, by the way, a charge that's given to me by God from God's word, because I will stand before that very God and he will judge me at his appearing and his kingdom. And what he's going to judge me on, dearly beloved, is whether or not I preach this Bible.
Come on, preach it.
Now, but don't misunderstand me this morning. It's not only because I'm going to stand before Christ and give an account that I must preach the Bible, but that is a very dreadful thought for me.
Sure.
Yeah. However, I want you to understand, it's not just for me. It's not just for me. The Bible says, I will give an account unto that same judge for what I do with the Bible. I must preach it, however, though, because of you.
That's right.
Yeah. Because you desperately need preaching. Yeah. We all need it. You understand? Yeah. We need the preaching of this book. Yeah. We need the preaching of the Bible. We need the preaching of God's holy, infallible, infinite, inerrant, and eternal word. It's preaching time. It's preaching time in America, folks. We don't need churches to have dramas and put on skits and have plays and have movies. We need some old-fashioned hell, fire, and brimstone preaching. Because hell is in the Bible. Hell is in the Bible. Jesus spoke more on hell than he did heaven. We need preachers. We need time. We need more preaching. We need more preachers. We need God's word to be proclaimed, to be preached. The word preached doesn't mean what most people think it means. It just simply means to proclaim it, it loudly, to proclaim it boldly, to make it clear, to make it known, to make it understandable, to make it heard, if nothing else. Preach the word. It's preaching time in America. However, it's not loved like it used to be. Verse 2 says, be instant, in season and out of season. See, the season for preaching, I believe, dearly beloved, has come and gone. And now we're living in a day of preaching is no longer in season. It's now out of season. But see, the Bible tells us that we must, as preachers and as Bible believers, we must hunger, we must thirst, we must long, we must desire, we must ever understand and appreciate the value and the precious help that it is to be in a Bible preaching church. A preaching church.
That's right.
See, look in verse 2. Why would it ever go out of season? I mean, if God says to preach the word, it must be helpful. If God says to preach the word, it must be useful. If God said to preach the word, it must be important. So why would it go out of season then? Well, because of what it includes.
That's right.
In verse 2. Every good Bible message, whether the preacher says it or not, see, the Bible is its own force. You see, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says that the Word of God, the same Word that God says to preach, is quick. And powerful. The Word of God by itself, quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword that man has ever made or ever will make.
Amen.
and it pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It cuts things apart and lays them out for you to see them as they really are. It pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. You see, but the last part of that verse in Hebrews chapter 4 says it is a discerner. That means it knows the Word of God. I'm talking about this book. It's a discerner of the thoughts. And intents. Of the heart of man. This book. This book, therefore, it reproves when my thoughts are not right. It reproves when my thoughts are not right, when my behavior is not right. It even reproves when my behavior is right, but my intents are wrong. When I'm doing the right thing for the wrong reason. When I'm doing the right thing to serve myself. When I have this perfect little smile on my face, but my intentions are never to do anything but glorify me. You see, this book discerns all that, cuts right through all of that, pierces, bursts that bubble that you have, and it says, and it lays it open as this is who you really are. In your heart. Therefore, you could probably understand why it's not in season anymore. But if you know anything about God, if you know anything about truth, if you know anything about righteousness and holiness, if you know anything about heaven and hell, then you must understand that we are filthy, unclean vessels. And we need to know and understand the truth about our own hearts before we can ever be used by a holy God. He can't use an unclean vessel?
Preach it.
He wants to use all of us. He wants to use all of us. He wants us to go forth and conquer. Occupy till I come. That's what he said. He wants us to go forth and live in victory and live in that abundant life that he said, I've come that you might have that abundant life. But you understand something. We need something to continually cut us and keep us humble. Because the humble person is the only kind of person God can use. And preaching is what God has chosen to keep us humble. Because every good Bible message reproves and rebukes before you can be exhorted. Now, here's what we think. Preach, okay. I don't mind the preaching when you puff me up and fluff me up, make my pillow nice and comfortable so I can go to sleep in peace tonight, and I have nothing to worry about because you told me everything that I wanted to hear, and everything in my flesh is comfortable, and everything's exactly like I want it to be, and nothing has to change. I am perfect, and I am a champion. But see, that's the exhortation that we want. That's fine. And God says, I'll do that for you. Of course I will exhort you. Of course, by the word, that word means edify and encourage and lift up and strengthen and help. But the reproving and the rebuking comes first. Because if I don't get reproved and rebuked, then I'll be full of pride. And I will be puffed up. And I will be worthless to God. God resisteth the proud.
Amen.
It's preaching time.
Amen.
In America.
That's right.
It's preaching time in America.
Yes, amen.
I want you to notice. There's a whole lot to notice.
Amen. Preaching.
Verse 3. The time will come. I believe it has come.
Yeah, that's right.
When they. Now, who is they?
World.
They. Well, if it is the world, they're not in here.
That's right. Come on.
If it's the world, they won't come to church anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, they're looking for a new car. They are the people. That are under the preacher.
Come on. That's right.
They are.
Amen.
Right here.
That's right.
The people who, listen now, the time will come when they will not endure. So listen now, listen, be careful. They did endure it for a while.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yep, amen.
He's talking to you.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
He's talking to believers.
That's right.
The world doesn't come to church unless they, and if the preaching will do what it says, it will always reprove, it will always rebuke, but then it will exhort and give you the help that you need when you realize that you need the help.
Yeah, amen. Yep. That's right.
But the time will come when God's people will no longer endure it.
That's right.
But dearly beloved, listen to me. If I read this scripture correctly, which I think I do, I think it's pretty self-explanatory right there in front of your face, as long as you don't need glasses. Preach the word now more than ever.
That's right.
Yeah, amen.
Can I say that? I'm not changing the Bible, but that's what he's trying to say. Yep. Preach the word at that time. Yes. When that time does come, preach it more than ever. Yes. Preach it with all of your heart. Yes. Preach it more than you've ever preached it before, because the time has come. And the more you don't preach, the more they're going to turn away.
Yep.
The more you don't preach, the more they're going to be led away by those new carts. The less you preach, the more they're going to turn from the truth.
That's right.
It's preaching time in America. It's preaching time in our old-fashioned fundamental Baptist churches. Yeah. And we cannot ever replace the preaching of God's Word. Yeah. We dare never replace the preaching of this old book. We dare never try to replace it with story time. We dare never try to replace it with Mother Goose, amen. Yeah. We cannot replace the preaching of this book. And now more than ever, it's preaching time.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Why in the world then? Why, Lord? Why? Well, I think God tells us why. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Why? After their own lusts.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Because that preaching reproves my lust.
Yep.
That's
right.
That preaching calls my lust what it is.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Lust.
Amen. Yep.
I don't have to preach against lust, but that book does a good job for me.
Right.
All I got to do is open it up and start preaching whatever God says to tell me to preach, but that book does the rest.
Right.
It begins to reprove our lust.
Yep. Amen.
It begins to cut at our pride, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And it begins to pierce and cut and really trying to prune.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Prune. Yep. Take away the dross from the silver, and there will come forth a vessel for the finer. That's what God's trying to do. That's what preaching does. That's what the Word of God does when it's preached by the man of God in the house of God. God does the work in our hearts, and He brings us to a place where He can humble us so He can exhort us and say, look,
amen.
This is truth.
Amen.
This is truth.
That's right.
But the time will come when they will not endure that anymore. Sound doctrine. I don't want to skip over anything. Sound doctrine is straightforward Bible doctrine.
Yeah, amen.
Sound means healthy. That's what that means. When your car is sound mechanically, it's healthy. It's running well. There's no problems. When your body is sound, it's healthy.
Yeah.
You don't have any problems.
Right.
Now, the doctrine that God wants us to preach is the sound doctrine of the Bible. It's the healthy doctrine that God has given us.
Man.
It's the Bible doctrine. And all that word doctrine means is the teaching, the truth of the Bible. What does the Bible say? And that is what must be preached.
Amen.
What does the Bible say? Then preach the word.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Preach it, because it's sound. It's health.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
It's marrow.
Sorry.
It's strength.
Amen.
It's life.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Preach it.
But see, our lust is very unhealthy.
That's right.
Dare I say, even sick.
Sorry. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yep.
Very sick.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Sick is an understatement.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's sick.
Yeah,
According to Romans chapter 1, when a man or a woman allows their lust to control their lives, they begin to burn in their lust one for each other.
Sure. That's right.
I mean, men with men.
That's
yep.
right.
Yep.
That's sick.
Yeah,
that's right. And you know why it's preaching time? Because that's everywhere. Because nobody will say it anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody will say that's sick.
Amen. That's right. Preaching.
But see, teaching doesn't do that. That's
right. Yeah. Amen.
All teaching does is impart knowledge, which is good.
That's right. Amen.
Okay, I've got some knowledge now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not all you need.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Knowledge is good. Wisdom is better.
Yeah, amen.
Understanding is... Okay, you got knowledge, then understanding, then wisdom. That's the progression. God says, okay, here's my knowledge. Now I want you to understand my knowledge, and then I want you to use my knowledge. That's what wisdom is.
Yep.
When you take the knowledge, you understand what it means, and then you put it into practice. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
That's what God says. Be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Depart from lust. That's what the Word of God says.
Yes,
when it's proclaimed by the Holy Spirit of God, the preaching of the cross, the preaching of the Bible, it is the power of God.
Amen.
It's preaching time.
That's right.
Because the time has come.
Yes, amen.
Where lust of men
yes.
is so out of control.
That's right.
Yep.
So out of control. Listen. It's the preacher's fault.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. That's right.
It's the preacher's fault. Because he no longer kept the charge that God gave him.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
amen.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
And dearly beloved, listen to me. Verse 1 again causes fear. I wake up sometimes at night when God puts that verse on my heart and I start to really meditate. He's talking to the preacher.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
He says, you will stand before that judge and he will hold you accountable for what you're doing with that book.
Uh-huh.
And you better be preaching it.
Uh-huh. Yes, amen.
Amen.
But you see, the preachers stopped preaching.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Amen, preacher. Come on.
Because of the new cards.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Because someone didn't like it.
Come on. Preach.
Because someone didn't come back to church.
Come on.
And I promise you, it's not because they didn't like your building. I promise you, it's not because they didn't like the chairs or the air conditioning or the lighting. I promise you, in this church anyway, it's not because people weren't friendly to them. It was because the preaching of the Bible hit me right square between the eyes and made me realize that my lust is sick. And I need to humble myself before an almighty God who has given me an opportunity to live righteous and holy and honor God with my life, and that preaching just cut me right down the sides.
Come on,
that's right.
And then when I humbled myself and stopped fighting the preaching, God exhorted me. God encouraged me. God lifted me up. God strengthened me. God gave me a new zeal. God put some new fire in my bones. And I'm ready to go charge hell. Amen.
Hey. Yep.
Or didn't.
Amen.
It's preaching time.
Amen. Yep.
And now more than ever. It's preaching time. Because after their own lust shall they heap to themselves. Now heap. Now let's stop here a minute. Heap means pile it up.
Right. Uh-huh.
Teachers. So there's no longer a pastor. There's just a pile of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a pile of teachers. You can find them on... Dear God in heaven, I'm my, you know what my biggest competition is right now with sound is YouTube.
Yep.
People are beginning to believe what they see on YouTube.
Yeah.
What are you? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's not preaching.
Yep.
It doesn't reprove.
That's right.
It doesn't rebuke.
That's right.
Yep.
It's not sound. It's sick.
That's right.
Yep.
But it's easy. It's comfortable.
That's right.
Of course, you don't know anything about that clown. Yeah. You don't know anything about what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He has no Bible basis for anything he says.
Yeah.
It's not anything to do with the Bible.
Right.
That's right.
But I can find any number of those teachers all over the internet.
Right.
I can turn on the TV and find any number of those teachers all over the TV.
Yeah.
I can turn on my phone and I can have preaching or teaching any time of the day or night. And I can find any number of them on any type of, any all over the websites, all over the internet.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
The time is here.
Yep,
that's right.
It's preaching time.
Amen.
We need preaching. Because the time has come when people are heaping to themselves teachers, because that way they don't have to believe any one person. They don't have to make sure that they don't have to let there be one final authority. I'll just find another teacher to see what he says. I'll find one that I like. I can agree with him. No final authority. No word of God. No righteousness. No holiness. No reproving. No rebuking. Forget all that. Just find me a teacher that says what I want to hear.
Preach it.
The time is, we're living in preaching time.
That's right.
We need preaching.
Amen.
We need preaching.
Every teacher.
Now I want you to notice what happens when this ball starts rolling. They start heaping to themselves teachers because they have itching ears. Now let me skip it over here. Itching ears. The Bible says, oh Lord, help me. The Bible says that in Acts chapter 17, that when Paul went into Athens, Greece, they were a superstitious people.
Yeah.
And all they wanted was just to learn something new. They just wanted to learn something new.
Sure.
And when Paul came in, and they had literally streets lined with gods, idols and statues and gods, and they just had names and names and names for God after God after God after God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when Paul came in, he saw a statue over there, an altar with an inscription that said, "To the unknown God." In other words, what they were trying to do was they would, every god they could possibly think of, and then if there's one they forgot, that was for them. That was for that God, the unknown God that they forgot about. So Paul came in there preaching the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection. Oh, resurrection. What is this babbler saying? What is he? He's in the marketplace. He's on the street corner. He's arguing, talking, debating with everybody. He's persuading and understand Jesus Christ is alive. All your gods are dead.
Amen. That's right.
They said, well, we're going to bring this babbler before Mars Hill. He's going to stand before the council of our city because we want to know what he's talking about.
Good.
What we haven't. Yeah. We just want to hear this news. We've never heard this before.
Yeah.
Right.
Now here's what I'm saying to you. Does that sound familiar?
Yep. Amen. Yeah. Preach it.
Americans have umpteen hundreds of gods.
Yep. That's right.
And every time something new comes along on YouTube, oh well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I got to do that too.
Come on, preach it.
Every time somebody on Facebook says, well, yeah, well, that must be true.
Come on.
That's true.
Help us preach.
Yep.
Come on. Amen.
And all they want to know, they have these itching ears now.
Yep.
They just can't wait to find something new. Well, the Bible says there is no new thing under the sun.
Yeah.
It's all happened already. It's already been. It already has, will be. It's not new. But yet, itching ears.
Yep, that's right.
Because they keep listening to everything they can find, heaping to themselves teachers.
That's right.
Yep.
It's preaching time.
That's right.
Now more than ever.
Amen.
They heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, having itching ears. And I want you to notice what happens as a result of that. They shall turn away their ears from the truth.
Yep. That's right.
You're not bigger than God, my friend.
That's right.
I'm not bigger than God, my friend. I'm not stronger than God. I cannot change this book. No, I can get another version, but I ain't changing it.
That's right.
You can buy another version, but that doesn't change what this Bible says.
Right, right.
This Bible says one thing, and it will always say this one thing. And when I began to heap to myself teachers having these itching ears, these drama-seeking ears, drama. I got to watch the news. I got to see the latest. I got to watch the latest. I got to hear the latest. I've got to. I mean, we're living in it.
Yep.
I don't care what God says, what's new?
Yep.
There is nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
It's preaching time. That's not new though.
Yeah.
But some people walk into a church like this and they say, "Ooh, good night. I haven't been in a church like this since the dark ages."
Yeah. Come on. Come on, brother.
That's the preacher's fault.
Yeah.
That's the preacher's fault. You, every church should be preaching the Bible.
That's right.
Because that's what God is going to hold them accountable for.
That's right.
If they're even saved. But here's what happens. They turn away their ears from the truth. They start listening to something new. Now look, I want you to notice how God words this. I don't care what any other Bible, how God words this. They turn away their ears, and then they are turned. Notice in verse 4. They turn away their ears, and then they shall be turned.
Uh-huh. Yep. Come on.
That means they're no longer in control.
That's right.
They're being turned.
Right. Yep.
I wonder who's turning now.
Come on, Memphis.
Come here, you two. Strapping young men. Okay. Let's see if I can do this without confusing anybody. Okay. You're going to be the devil. Okay. He's not the real devil. He's just the devil. I'm going to be God. This is just Samuel. This is just someone who needs preaching.
Amen.
I guarantee you. So, but the preacher starts preaching the word of God.
Amen.
And he starts turning his ear away, okay, from the truth.
That's right.
At that point, the devil, grab his shoulder right here, both of them, grab them both, and turn them all the way around. You see, at that point, as soon as he starts turning his ear, Satan goes, "That's right, come on over here." And he's turned away all the way.
Absolutely.
Y'all can have a seat. Thank you. You see, as soon as they start breaking the hedge, as soon as they start leaving what they know to be true, and turning unto lies, because their lust is beginning to control them. Because they don't like to be reproved and rebuked. You see, those words mean literally chastened. Those words mean to be corrected, disciplined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a father would do to his son.
Sure.
That's right.
And of course, so instead of saying, "Thank you, God."
Yeah.
Instead of saying, "Thank you, God, for that book. Thank you, God, for that preaching. Thank you, God, for that reproof. Thank you, God, for turning me away from Satan." They turn towards Satan, and then they are completely out of control.
Yep. That's right.
They are then turned by no will of their own. They are then, from that point on, they are being turned.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says.
Yep.
That's what God says.
Yeah,
now, you may not believe it, but you better listen to the preaching this morning. Yeah. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
That is what will happen when you turn your ears away from preaching.
Come on. That's right.
Amen. That's right.
The minute you start fighting it, God says, "That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Fix that. I'll help you. I'll exhort you. I'll encourage you. I'll lift you up. You can. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. God is the strength of my heart. God is my portion forever. And God knows I will fix that. I will help you. I will correct that. And I'll turn you, and you will walk in truth, walk in love, walk in righteousness, walk in clothed with humility. I will help you. And God, but as soon as you start saying, I don't think I like that.
Come on, help us.
I don't think I like that.
Help us.
Right then and there is when it's time more than ever for preaching.
Amen.
Right then and there is when you need to stop and you need to say, God, I'm resisting this. I need you to correct me. I need to repent. And I need to turn back to you.
Amen.
Because what you're doing is you're starting to turn away.
Yes, that's right.
It's preaching time.
Amen.
Now more than ever.
Amen.
Listen, you need... We need... We are... Did I say this already? We're sick.
Yeah, that's right.
We are sick people.
Yes, amen.
Have you not noticed that lately?
Yep.
Have you not looked around? We are sick people outside of Christ. We are sick. You let the flesh go. What in the world? It won't stop. It'll just keep going and going and going. And you'll wake up one day and you won't even know who you are.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And that's why God says, preach the word. That's why God says, preach the word. That's why God says, it's preaching time now more than ever.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
More than ever.
Amen.
Verse 5 says, but watch thou in all things. What does that mean? Well, that means pray, but it also means you better look out. Preacher, you better look out. You're going to have to endure afflictions.
Yep, that's right.
See, the preachers didn't want to endure afflictions anymore.
Yep,
right. Do the... What's that next word?
Work.
Yeah. Wait a minute, preachers don't work. Preachers don't work. I mean, they just show up on Sunday and Wednesday and give you a little story.
Yeah, right.
Make full proof of thy ministry. You know what it means? You know the proof of a man of God?
Yeah, that's right.
Does he preach this book?
Yes. Amen.
Does he preach this book?
Amen. That's right.
It's preaching time, dearly beloved.
Amen.
Now more than ever.
Yeah.
It's out of season, preacher. Nobody wants it anymore. That's all the more reason.
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's right, brother.
The time has come.
Yes,
people are turning away by the droves, by the thousands, and Satan is just eating it up. But I tell you one thing, more than ever, until Jesus comes and parts the eastern sky and rends the heaven and comes down in His power and glory and takes us all home, by the grace of God, may we love and appreciate and understand and seek and stay and sit at the feet of the preaching of the Word of God, because we need it now more than ever. It's preaching time.
That's right.
Amen. I must preach.
Amen. Amen.
People are dying and going to hell.
That's right.
I must preach. How are you going to get anybody out of hell until you first tell them that they're a sinner, that they're unrighteous, that they're undone, that they're unclean? They don't like to hear that, preacher, but that's what God says. Not to leave them there, but to get them to a place where they need Jesus. I must preach. It's preaching time. More than ever.
Amen, preaching.
People are going to hell.
Amen. Yep.
Churches are filled with lust.
Yep.
Yeah.
Instead of loyalty.
Yep.
Instead of love. God is love.
Yep.
Satan is lust.
That's right. Yep.
And the preaching is what's going to pierce and divide and discern and open up that heart.
Yep.
Say, look.
Yep.
Fix this.
That's right. Amen. Right. Yep.
Oh. It's preaching that we need.
Amen.
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 I'm going to answer to God for what I do with this book.
That's right.
Amen.
Listen to me. You're going to answer to God.
That's right.
Yep.
For what you do with the preaching.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
You're going to answer to God for what you do with the preaching. Because see, preaching, it doesn't just impart knowledge. I like the way my friend of mine, pastor in Houston, he says it this way. What it does is it lays an ultimatum at the heart's door. An ultimatum means you better or else.
Uh-huh.
It lays an ultimatum at the heart's door. It says, okay, heart, this is your decision.
Mm-hmm.
You do this.
Yeah.
Or else.
Uh-huh. Yep. Try.
That's the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God through the preaching of this book.
Amen. That's right.
Teaching doesn't do that. It just fills your head with knowledge.
Right.
But the preaching of this book, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit gets involved, and He says, listen, this is what needs to change.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what needs to change.
Amen.
I wouldn't be saved today.
Yep.
If it wasn't for the preaching of this book.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I wouldn't be saved today. I would be going to hell. I would still be condemned if it wasn't for somebody who understood it's preaching time now more than ever.
Yes, amen.
Some of you, many of you, have walked these aisles because of the preaching of this book.
Amen.
And now you're on your way to heaven. You're saved.
Yes.
Maybe not these aisles, but somewhere in another church where the man of God was still preaching the Bible. You walked the aisle and you said, oh God, I know I'm lost. Because why? Because the Word of God split you wide open and showed you your heart's condemnation, the sin that was condemning you to hell. And then but the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious light of the gospel, shone brightly into your heart through the preaching of the Word of God. And you said, oh God, that's it. I need Jesus. I need Christ. I come to Jesus. Here am I, Lord. I surrender all, just as I am, just as I am. Humbly I come to Thee.
Yes.
Because some man of God got sweaty. He loosened his tie a little bit. Maybe he spit once in a while, but he stood up and he preached this book to you, and you got saved. Amen. Glory to God. And now you're going to heaven. And when you stand in heaven before Jesus Christ, you're never going to say, oh, I wish he wouldn't have preached. No, you're going to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, all heaven. All heaven be praised for the preaching of this book. We need preaching. It's preaching time. It's preaching time. Now, more than ever. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. No one looking around, please. Oh, God, help us. Heavenly Father,